of you are baptized? Do you know what baptism is?
Yes.
It's a washing away of sins. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I went to India with Nancy Borley. Two different times I went. And when I was in India the second time, we had communion two Sabbaths in a row. The first Sabbath we were on a large campus where they had a boarding school. And they had a church, and we had communion. And the next week, I got sick, and they told me that they were going to have a service out in the village, way out. And I thought, this is going to be horrible because I'm just not feeling all that well. But we prayed, and God helped us. Through this week, we were picked up, and we went for a ride way out. And as we were driving out, the driver stopped at one place, and our pastor went into the fruit stand on Sabbath. And he bought something. Now, we couldn't tell what it was that he got, but when he came back with a package, we went on out to this little village, and it wasn't a church. Please pay attention. It wasn't a church. This was in India, and we didn't have a church. They had a foundation that they were starting to build a church. But they had a kind of a shed that it was all open on one side. And we took communion with the church members there. They were just in the process of starting to build a church. We had ladies and gentlemen there, and we had a foot washing service, and I was blessed with being able to wash this lady's feet. She washed mine first, then I washed hers, and when she got her feet washed, she grabbed the towel. She was going to dry her own feet. And a lady came by and she says, no, you have to let her dry your feet. So I took the towel back and I dried her feet. And we had felt that was really a privilege. She had very dark skin and she just didn't feel worthy of having a white lady wash her feet and dry her feet. But I thought it was a real privilege. Anyway, you know what communion stands for when you wash each other's feet? But what does it mean when we wash each other's feet now? Well, yes, it is a remembrance of that, but it is also like a washing, rewashing away of sin, like a rebaptism. And we should go to anybody that we have ill feelings toward, somebody that maybe has hurt our feelings or we've said something unkind to someone, we should go and apologize and try to get rid of all of these sins that are between us and Jesus. Okay. I went to India, and today I specially put on an Indian dress so you see what we dressed like when we were over there. This was made in India. And this is called a Punjabi. It comes with three parts. We have a kind of like a pantaloon, long legs. And a scarf that goes with it all. And the name of it is called a Punjabi. When you're shopping, if you're looking for clothes, you can look for Punjabis. I looked for stories that I thought maybe would be interesting to you. This story here is called Salani and the Bush Baby. Excuse me while I put my glasses on. I don't want to leave out anything. Salani was the newest picker at the African tea estate, and he was only 12 years old. But he was tall enough that he was able to reach clear to the very top and pick the most tender leaves. These were the best of all the leaves, and they were separated from the rest. He stepped off the path to reach for a clump of leaves high in the bush. And then suddenly he had a stabbing pain in his leg. A snake had struck him. Salani fell to the ground, crying with the terrible pain. The snake slid quickly back into the shadows. And there was no emergency. There was no new emergency to the foreman who ran to get his snake kit. And he had a snake kit, but he also had given instructions. Boys, he had given instructions before they started working for him to always stay on the path. And this boy, he was just new on the job, and he stepped off the path, and the snake bit him. So within minutes, he had, from his kit, he injected some serum. And then he sent for a truck, and they took this boy to the hospital, nearest hospital, just as quickly as they could. But they didn't get a chance to see the snake, so they didn't know exactly which kind of serum was the most that would do the job for the snake bite. How old did I say that boy was? 12 years old. How old are you? Five. Okay, we have some that are 12 and older. Okay. The foreman here, he says, they won't listen to me. I told them to never step off the path. I wish someone had seen that snake so we would know what kind of poison we're fighting. The doctor said, and he looked worried. The boy was already unconscious. And they had to have somebody stay with him all the time now. They didn't know anything about the boy's family because he said that his father had died and he was alone. And so the busy foreman went back to take care of things at the job. And the writer says, I took over for the next 24 hours, and an African nurse and I did not leave him alone. That boy looked shrunken and helpless as he lay unconscious in the hospital bed. But at the end of 24 hours, we knew that he would live. Prayer and modern medicine had won. In the days that followed, we were not able to win Salani's friendship. So if you were in the hospital and you didn't know anybody And especially if they were speaking a language you didn't understand, that would be difficult. But he was kind of solemn and quiet. Well, they couldn't seem to get anything from him as far as he wouldn't talk, he wouldn't respond. He did eat. Anyway, they decided a solution. They went and talked to one of the students from the school and asked him to come. And when he came, he brought something with him. He came and talked to the boy, and he brought his bush baby. A bush baby was a small animal, a furry, little furry animal that they liked to carry in their pocket. And so he brought his bush baby, and he introduced this to the young man. And so he came and visited the boy. The boy had was very interested in school, but he was not able to go to a school at the present time. And he visited with him, and then he tried to help him with his studies so that he could learn to read and write. That's what he wanted to do. So Salani was puzzled, and he asked, "Why do you come to see me? Is somebody paying you to teach me?" And he said, "No." He was just trying to be a friend. And when the boy got better and he was ready to leave the hospital, the visitor gave him the bush baby. Now, I've got to close this off because it's time for the other part of the... You may return to your parents and your family. Quietly, please. Thank you.